This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The late gay marriage equality advocate Peter Bonsall Boone has been awarded the Order of Australia as part of the Queen's Birthday Honours List. Earlier this year, he and his partner, who was also awarded the Order of Australia, urged the government to pass marriage equality so that they could have their 50-year relationship recognised with a marriage equality certificate. They also personally mailed a letter to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, knowing that Bonsall Boone had been diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce and actress Kate Blanchett were also awarded on the Queen's birthday. And Australia recently held its first ever pageant-style competition for men who engage in puppy play, a night that saw pups and handlers alike vie for the inaugural crown. Puppy play is an entirely safe and consensual form of self-expression that sees many in the community don fake dog ears, knee pads, and a tail to role-play as puppies. Handler Erebus and Pup Panther came out on top in the 2017 Australian Pup and Handler Competition, after all the entrants went through a series of rounds that included show presentation, speech, and talent. A new campaign in the US is pushing to add a black and a brown stripe to the iconic rainbow flag as a way to represent people of colour in the queer community, who often face double discrimination. Many took to social media to commend the move, with Philadelphia's director of LGBT affairs saying, "Seeing an image like this flag instills so much pride in me as a queer black woman." However, others weren't as embracing. One tweeter wrote, "So they've added a black and brown stripe to the rainbow flag, why haven't they added a white stripe too?" And more than 100 religious leaders from all major religions in Australia have signed a joint statement calling on Malcolm Turnbull to legislate for civil and marriage equality now. They want to see Australian marriage law include all Australians, which requires a change to the legal definition of civil marriage to include LGBTI people's relationships and families. Imam Nur Warsim from Melbourne said, "Marriage equality is a basic human right. Islam is a religion that promotes all human rights, not some." A diverse range of trans people will share their experiences in a night of storytelling and entertainment as part of Sydney Pride. The Trans Sydney Pride event will be held at the Stonewall Hotel and will feature an evening of words and music. Co-organiser of the event, Catherine Wolfgram, said, "As a child, it would have been impossible for me to imagine there could be a place for children like myself to come together and be ourselves." And a group of 49 people dressed as angels have surrounded the Pulse nightclub in Orlando over the weekend. A year after the tragic shootings took place, the angels have dressed in white and worn wings to surround the club as part of an early morning vigil for the victims. Several vigils have been held at the site of the club for the anniversary of the anti-LGBT massacre, the worst mass shooting in US history. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. In the US, an 8-year-old girl has been disqualified from a soccer tournament for looking like a boy. Millie Hernandez was promoted to an 11-year-old girl side from her Nebraska team, but was ejected from the Springfield Girls Soccer Invitational thanks to a typo that said boy next to her name on the player roster. Millie's coach and parents told NBC News they fought to keep her in the comp, presenting proof of her gender, but the Invitational's organisers refused to look at it, leaving Hernandez in tears.
Do you think it's fair what happened to you?
No.
No? How does it make you feel what happened to you?
Not happy.
Brisbane's QUT Hockey Club has raised awareness for sexual and gender diversity in sport by wearing rainbow-themed uniforms in their match against Commercial Hockey Club. The players were supporting the Fair Go Sport initiative in the Division 1 match to help wipe out homophobic harassment and discrimination in sport. Club president Amy Ryan said the team has several LGBTI players and wants to promote inclusivity in QUT sport. And finally, the arena named after anti-gay tennis legend Margaret Court has been temporarily renamed on Google Maps. Calls to officially rename the stadium failed after Court reiterated her opposition to same-sex marriage, but Fairfax Media reported that someone took matters into their own hands and renamed it Yvonne Goolagong Arena. While some results still showed the existing name, the new name was displayed on several attempts. Earlier this week, tennis player Casey Dellacqua spoke out against Court again, saying her family life is normal and that she wants to be a role model for loving relationships. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.